6237.
Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we're glad that you're joining us. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Brett.
And Brett is back. We said Brett was going away, but Brett came to stay. He's going to stay on with us a little bit longer.
I love conspiracies.
We're going to keep sticking on the same topic because, you know, it's been very popular. We've got a lot of people waiting on the phone lines who want to talk about just that very topic. And Brett, you also wanted to tell your own story about how you came to the Liberty Movement kind of via the conspiracy movement, for lack of a better word, or 9/11 truth.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the only radio shows that I was listening to before Free Talk Live. So we're going back like 2005.
Yep.
It's a little program called Coast to Coast.
Aha. Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. That's serious stuff.
Yeah.
So, I found Free Talk Live on iTunes 2005, 2006, probably looking for, I was interested in 9/11 at the time. And I probably stumbled across Free Talk Live just by accident. And it was shortly after that it was, you know, Complete Liberty, Free Domain Radio.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, a much more just consistent, coherent, powerful message from those kinds of programs. So finally I had something, like, I always had this collage, you know, of like all these different things. But it became a mind map when I understood the libertarian principles, you know, with something at the center that held it all together.
Right.
So that was really helpful.
Right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our phone number if you want to call in with your thoughts. You know, tell us how you got to Liberty and, you know, what was your path? Because we all have sort of a different story, but I think a question that all of us are interested in here, because we're all sort of in the media, I guess you could say, is, you know, how can we present these ideas and get people there as efficiently as possible, right? How can we get as many people to, you know, develop an interest, I guess, or take interest in the ideas of Liberty, and have that message spread as far and as wide as possible and as fast as possible. Something that I think about. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. And let's go back to Andrew. He's been waiting patiently. Andrew, listening in Minnesota, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Great. Okay, so before, in the last hour, you'll have to refresh our audience because maybe some people are just tuning back in. So you were saying that you used to listen to Alex Jones and you found Free Talk Live through that show. Is that correct?
No, I didn't listen to Alex Jones so much. I listened to Coast to Coast a lot, I guess, and kind of Alex Jones. And I started out through the whole 9/11 was an inside job kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from International Falls, actually. I'm from across the border in Canada, so I didn't really have a skin in the game. It didn't affect me that it happened, but I found it interesting that there was all this evidence that maybe it didn't go down the way it was said to have gone down. And I kind of jumped into it from there and listened to a lot of Coast to Coast and got the whole, I don't know, ground level conspiracy talk going on about all the different alphabet organizations and how they're all doing these nefarious things, and that was great for a while. And then I stumbled upon a talk show which I highly, highly, highly recommend to anyone out there. It's called Red Ice Creations Radio.
Brett, have you heard of that?
Yeah, Red Ice is part of Tragedy and Hope.
Oh.
So if you listen to Free Talk Live and you hear the ads for John Taylor Gatto, the ultimate history lesson that Richard Grove produced, he does a podcast called Peace Revolution. He has this network, Tragedy and Hope. Red Ice is, I believe it's in the Netherlands or...
It's in Sweden, yes.
Sweden, okay. Scandinavia.
Yeah.
But he, the host of Red Ice Radio is affiliated with them. I've heard the show several times, and it's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, I liked it because it was commercial-free and independent, so it was just two pretty much straight hours of radio. And what I liked about it, too, is that it didn't just talk about conspiracies. It would talk about kind of metaphysical ideas and science and all sorts of different things. So from there, I kind of sprouted off from the ground-level conspiracy into just a whole, I don't know, stew of all different things, which really, that one thing led to another, and I heard an interview on Red Ice Radio with Nathan Frazier, and from that, I listened to his radio show, and I heard an interview with him that he did with Brett, which brought me to Brett's School Sucks podcast, which is a great podcast. I listen to it a lot. I listen to it at the gym, which is kind of weird. But from there, I heard Stephanie do a show with him, and that kind of brought me to Free Talk Live and the Ideas of Liberty.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah,
interesting.
It was a really weird ride that started. It's just, I mean, like, a lot of people knock conspiracies and conspiracy theorists and sort of lump them all together.
Yeah.
And a lot of conspiracy theorists do kind of paint a bad name for the group of them. Like, the Alex Jones is out there just shout at you that, you know, you're an idiot, I know what's right, and you need to wake up.
Yeah.
And it's not a good way to try and spread the message, but I think that the whole conspiracy movement, I don't know, it should... I feel like it should lead people to the ideas of liberty. Because,
well, you know, I don't know, because let me tell you how. Now, I'm not going to say how I got into liberty, but how I actually became a very staunch statist in my early 20s was 9/11. Was getting accused of being a lizard Jew, when 9/11 occurred, people standing, you know, these truthers standing in the middle of New York City holding up signs saying the Jews took the buildings down.
Right.
And so, actually, that turned... I joined the military at that point because I wanted to prove... Because I said no, because I had two friends, a friend and a family member, die during 9/11 who were both Jews. And so when I saw a guy with a sign that said, oh, you know, 9/11 was an inside job and the Jews did it, I flipped. And I went and joined the Army, and I went over there to, you know, to go get some revenge and kick some butt.
I don't blame you. That's kind of what I mean by it. It's
right,
wrong,
but
I'm... the wrong approach.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, okay, I'm glad it got some people into liberty, but at the same time, I think there's a lot of very, very intelligent people, which I consider myself to be.
There's no doubt that
it turned them completely off the exact opposite direction.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's a double-edged sword, and that's something I've been fighting with a lot lately, is the idea of just balance, kind of. Like, it's going to turn a lot of people off. It's going to turn a lot of people on, and I just kind of feel like that's the way that things go with everything. There's never going to be... Nothing's ever going to, like, get people to do things 100% one way and not the other way. There's always going to be the good and the evil, the bad and the good, however you want to phrase it, you know?
Yeah, Andrew, thank you for calling in tonight. It's interesting to hear your story. I appreciate your thoughts. And, gentlemen, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I thought that was an interesting path.
Yeah, very interesting. Wow. Amazing. And, Brian, thank you for sharing that story, because I don't think we've ever heard that on the air before. But
yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to it, but that's the bottom line, is I want to get across that, you know, that isn't all sugar and light.
Yeah, and I want to hear how you got from there to liberty when we in a moment here. But first, let's talk to Ed. He's been waiting very patiently, listening in Sacramento, California. Hi, Ed.
Hello, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Just wanted to comment on Alex Jones. My path to finding you guys, I basically turned my television off because I just got tired of all the brainwashing. I just couldn't believe anything that was going on. And I'm an amateur radio operator, so I was listening to a shortwave broadcast, and this gravelly-voiced crazy guy comes on there screaming about SWAT teaming Amish over raw milk, and I'm like, what is this? This is nuts. There's just no way this can exist. And his voice is bad enough, but listening to it on shortwave out of frequency and out of band was even worse. And I just found myself tuning in, you know, it was kind of like a heroin habit. I'm like, wow, this is just nuts. So I start listening more and more, and I started trying to disprove what he's saying. And then there, plain as day, sure enough, they swap team the Amish over raw milk. And I'm like, what is going on? So that led me to the Free State Project, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I've been to New Hampshire and lived in the White Mountains for a while, and, you know, there were crazy people trying to take over the government over there. And then I learned about Free Talk Live, and that's when I learned that I was a libertarian and didn't know it. So, yeah, there's a place for everybody, and Alex, as crazy as he is, like one fellow said, you know, he starts with that kernel of truth, and I don't think he purposely uses disinformation. In fact, I don't think there really is any disinformation, but, you know, other than the David Icke lizard suit, outer space, weird, whatever. But Alex is just crazy, you know. And when he got on the Pierce Morgan show, I thought, oh, no, this is just firing gasoline. And I couldn't believe Pierce just backed down like that. He was I thought Alex was going to pull a knife. I'm like, oh, this is going
to end. It was amazing, for sure. Ed, thank you for calling in. I hope to see you in New Hampshire at some point. And this is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working 1 hour among OTC brand and antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie and Brian and Brett. I've introduced all of you.
Thank you so much.
And, Brett, joining us one more segment. We're going to do a little wrap-up, I guess, on the conspiracy topic.
Sure.
And the phone number to call is 855-450-FREE. If you want to get in touch with us tonight, that's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Make sure you check out the studio cam if you want to see what we look like. You can make Free Talk Live a TV show, now with two fancy cameras. So you can see all of us on cam.freetalklive.com. You can also chat with other listeners.
So I would just real quick pop in and talk about bitcoins. Bitcoins are the online peer-to-peer open source currency made for the internet. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay fees. This is revolutionary. I mean, there's all kinds of services that allow you to send and receive money, but you got to pay for it. Bitcoins, you don't have to. And here's my little investing advice for the month. You can't say that nobody talked to you about it. Get some bitcoins now. These things are going to skyrocket in value in the future. You can go find out, start your journey at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
You're here.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And Brett, you know, we have you on the show, and you've got this sort of path that you took to get to liberty, that went through the 9/11 truth movement and all this stuff. And you said that you you kind of discovered, I guess, different podcasts that were a lot more consistent, you said, presented a more philosophically, logically consistent view of things. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it simplified everything in a way that was not just good for my own head and my own thinking, but also as far as communicating this stuff to other people. Because outside of, you know, the pursuit of these, understanding these ideas, I've been a teacher, I've been working with people, and I taught history, and that goes back like 10 years, more than 10 years of my life at this point. So it was always important when I was like taking in new information and trying to process it and understand it to have this, you know, thought of how would I explain it to somebody else? I explain it to somebody else? And there is this kind of crazed presentation with a lot of this conspiracy stuff, especially if you listen to a show like Coast to Coast. Not that there might not be valuable information on Coast to Coast Radio, but it's like if you listen to that show for a month and then you come back to somebody with, you know, 9/11 and the pyramids were built by aliens, and it's just too much. You sound like a crazy person. There's nothing at the center of that. There's no clear principles that allow you to package that up in a neat presentation to pass on to somebody else, right? So it does, a lot of these people will just sound like they're throwing all this stuff at the wall to see what will stick, to see what will resonate with whoever they're talking about. But if you can give somebody like a very clear, consistent presentation that's based on principle, first principles, I found that to be more effective.
Right. And Brian, you know, you were saying that you actually were so kind of, I guess you were reacting to some of the stuff that you saw that you didn't like in the 9/11 truth movement, and you ended up joining the military because of that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, just these claims that were like there was the claim with 9/11 that, oh, you know, all the Jews took the day off from going to the World Trade Center that day or whatever, you know, all this stuff. And I knew personally that that wasn't true. And so it just totally, you know, these claims that had no factual basis. And like Brett, I mean, they don't come from first principles. What does that matter at all? You know, they don't come from first principles. And it totally turned me off. And I just instantly, you know, I went, okay, no, guess what? Even Americans are crazy. You know, I need to go do something. And I went and fought overseas.
Yeah. And so eventually, you know, you came to the ideas of liberty. And so how did that happen?
That happened, I actually found, when I was over in Iraq, I actually found a copy at a base of Anatomy of the State by Murray Rothbard, and that kind of set me on the path. But interestingly, it was, when I went in, I was an atheist going into the Army, and when I left, I was a Christian. And I totally blame the Army for that, for just messing with my head to where I believed in any kind of superstitious nonsense. But it was the path of Christianity not being able to stand up to its own weight that, which oddly turned into more conspiracy theories, you know, because a lot of the conspiracy theory, I think this is fair to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brad, I mean, a lot of the conspiracy theorists, they are Christian, and they come from, like, this whole idea that, no, the Bible says this is going to happen, and that's where a lot of these things come out of. Does that make sense?
From my experience, and this goes back to my time with the Coast to Coast folks, sure, there's a lot of ties in with the Bible.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of that kind of talk. And, of course, Alex Jones, who is probably the face on a lot of the conspiracy talk that we hear on YouTube and in talk radio, is, you know, self-identifies that way.
Right.
So I think that the two, one doesn't certainly require the other.
No, not at all.
The two are certainly linked.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that you came to that point, because I wrote down this quote from the last caller, Ed, when he was saying that he started listening to Alex Jones, and this guy, you know, just full of energy, just really in your face, really passionate about these ideas, was like a heroin habit to listen to. And that really stuck out to me, because I do think that there is sort of an emotional component or a rush or high, even, I don't know what you want to call it, of being in a situation where there's that kind of conflict, you know, being in the middle of it. And whether it's politics or whether it's religion, you know, or whether it's listening to a show like Alex Jones, there are certain people who are kind of seeking that in a way, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Like, most talk radio is like that in a way, right? The Republican-Democrat kind of paradigm, they're always yelling at each other. It's a very kind of bloody, violent, messy game. So why are people attracted to
that? Well, I was kind of attracted. I mean, even I, like, listened to Alex Jones for a while, and I was, and this is after the Army, again, and I'm a Christian now, and I'm listening to it, and it sounds like fire and brimstone from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very attractive, especially to a Christian audience, or at least a religious audience, you know, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
But then through that channel, then suddenly, you know, I come to the understanding of the non-aggression principle, be it through Free Talk Live or whichever source it was at the time. But then I found out that Jesus Christ and God, you know, the Trinity, whatever, didn't hold up to the non-aggression principle himself. So then I became an atheist again, you know, and...
Yeah. So, but I mean, was any of it based on like a real consistent, logical, philosophical basis, or was it just these sort of, I don't know, these sort of reactions, right, to things that happened in your past, or like emotional appeals?
Well, there might have been some reactions, but I mean, it had to be logical for me to accept it as code and rule,
mm-hmm.
at least at that point in my life. And so, you know, that's just my point, that, like Brett said, you have to come from first principles with this stuff, or it doesn't, you know, what does it do?
Yeah, because that's what I worry. That's my worry, is that if we don't come from first principles with these ideas of liberty or whatever, then people just kind of bounce around to whatever happens to appeal to them and sort of make sense at the moment and is the most giving them the most payoff to listen to, right? Like they go to the heroin habits of radio.
Sure, and the heroin habit of politics. I mean, politics and religion, or sorry, politics and addiction are similar. In that political participation, anyway, I mean, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah.
Those different results never come, and maybe that has something to do with this conspiracy talk too. Is that it's a comfort that people get from that. They know what they're going to get, and they like
yeah.
that routine. And there's comfort in that routine,
mm-hmm.
even though it never produces anything.
Brett, thanks for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, guys.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up here. 855-450-FREE is our number, or Skype LRN.FM. More coming up.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $59.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, the live Sunday night edition. And the number to call is 855-450-FREE. If you want to get in touch with us tonight, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on LRN.FM. And it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark again.
Mark's back. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. I feel welcome.
The show just feels manlier. I'm kidding. Brett is quite the man.
Oh, my.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting Bitcoins. I was talking in the last segment about Bitcoins and how I'm, for myself, really convinced that they're going to be a great investment. They already have been a great investment for me, and I'm pretty sure that this is just the train's just getting started. Like, it may not even be started. Maybe the steam's just pouring out of the side at this point. Bitcoins could be. Well, let me give you an example. For instance, if Bitcoins, which are currently priced at about $27 a piece, if Bitcoins took 3%, not 1/3, 3% of Western Union's business, not MoneyGram, not Moneda Especial or whatever, none of those other businesses, just Western Union, 3%. That's a small portion of their business. They'd be worth $200 a piece under the market cap.
Wow.
That doesn't count that currently 75% of Bitcoins are being kept and traded as a commodity as opposed to being spent. That's just being used to transfer money. I think Bitcoins are going to be worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a piece. They're currently at 27. I don't have a horse in this race, other than, I guess I do. I have a horse in this race. I have a lot of Bitcoins. There's nobody. I don't make it a commission on the sale of Bitcoins or anything like that. It's my advice to you to get them. Best way to get them is BitInstant.com. Fastest, safest, and easiest way to do it.
All right, Mark. Well, we've got a call on the line. Let's talk to Annie in St. Louis. Hi, Annie.
How you doing, guys?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Good to hear your lovely voices.
Thank you.
I probably started listening to you guys about maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
And before that, I do listen to Alex. I've probably been listening to him for about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I also started listening to Joyce Riley.
I'm not familiar. Yeah, I'm not either.
Joyce Riley, she's on in the morning on GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really interesting. She was a nurse and got real involved with the veterans cause and all of that. Now, before I started listening to other programs on GCN, it's really hard for me. I work in a real affluent area of the city, and I can't talk about any of this stuff with the people I work with. And it's very frustrating. Like, even if you want to bring up anything out of the norm, you know, it's like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
And now I will say, when you listen to Alex, I mean, you can only listen to him for so long, because otherwise you want to open your wrists. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's true. It can be a very doom and gloom, depressing message.
Well, yeah, it's very overwhelming, and you have to kind of, you know, pace yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I've, just over the years, I have certain people I can talk to things about, but most people I would not even bring it up, because I'm almost, it's gotten to the point where I'm kind of afraid to.
Yeah, what do you think might happen?
I'm not really sure, but I think you would get some kind of a label or, you know, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people's perceptions, are strong. I mean, and you know if they decide for whatever reason you're a lunatic, then that's going to be bad for business, whatever line of work you happen to be in, whether you know it's whether it's for your employment or for whatever your business is or that kind of thing. And it can totally, you know, have one not give their opinion, speak their highest truth.
You know, for what it's worth, I think there are tons of people who feel, whether or not they're interested in freedom or in conspiracy theories or whatever, I think there are lots of people who feel that they cannot be completely open or authentic when they're at work, especially if they're in like a corporate kind of environment.
That goes with anything. Yeah, it doesn't have to be with conspiracy theories or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, also, I've been, like if I do talk to somebody about the 9/11 thing, I usually refer them to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really informative website, and, you know, an architect and an engineer, I mean, we're talking pretty educated there, and I
sure, it doesn't mean that, just because somebody's educated in a certain area, like, you know, experts disagree with one another, right? Like, there are some architects or engineers who don't believe the 9/11 truth
story.
But
at least they can speak to the issue more educated than the average individual.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, than just having them go to, because you can find thousands of things on the internet about that subject.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
9/11 is one of those subjects where you can't find the truth, because there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
And all the information is presented as fact, and some of these facts contradict each other, you know, in total, so it's very, very difficult to, in some subjects, and 9/11's among them, to really find out what the truth is. It's because there's just so much information out there.
I'm a firm believer Oh, sorry, Annie, just one sec.
That's okay.
I believe that you can know the truth even when there's a lot of information. It's just going to take you a while to figure it out. You know, like, we can always use our minds to reason and figure out what's fact and what's fiction, but the amount of investment of time that it takes sometimes is not worth it, especially if you're not interested in that subject to begin with.
Well, hold on. Reason's a great tool for coming to what, by and large, is the truth, but reason isn't going to lead you to the truth in every circumstance, because there's lots of things in this world that are unreasonable. So, I mean, you know, the 9/11 could have been an inside job perpetrated by the Bush, you know, people or whatever. I don't know the answer to that, and reason would not lead you to that. Occam's razor isn't going to
give you that particular information. But it doesn't. It ultimately doesn't really matter for my life. Like, it doesn't change anything for me. Whatever the answer is.
Well, I agree with that, and I also have found through the years, I listen to everything, you know, from one extreme to the other. You know, give them a chance. Let me hear what you have to say. You know, I can do my own research or whatever. Now, another source that I have found to be very informative is C-SPAN.
Well, that's another riveting.
That sounds too interesting.
I know.
It is pretty raw stuff, though. It's not edited.
It's pretty. Well, there's no commercials,
right.
And it's pretty. You know, like probably some people would go to sleep by it, but sometimes they have things on there where you sit there and go, you know, oh my God, we don't see this on mainstream media, or nobody's talking about this.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's, you just have to kind of balance things out, like listen to all different kinds of things. But the biggest thing is to keep an open mind and listen.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's good advice, Annie.
Annie, thank you for calling in. Appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's interesting because everybody's got their foundations upon which they come at problems. And I think that there are better foundations to come at problems than worse ones. If, for instance, you believe that, you know, the world is run by, a group of lizard people, like maybe that foundational philosophy is going to lead you down the wrong path. Then again, you know, maybe you're right and the rest of us are crazy. So, good system. Logic and the scientific method are really good ways, in my opinion, of finding out sort of the truth and, you know, how the universe works and giving the best information that you can. So I like to adopt them as, the way to look at life.
Yeah, but I think logic and reason come to the conclusion that 9/11 isn't necessary to come to a good grasp of liberty.
I concur.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. You know, tell us what you think the value of learning about 9/11 is.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of the show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad you're here with us tonight, and there's still time to get your calls in. You can bring up anything that's on your mind at all at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype, LRN.FM. We've already had one Skype call tonight, and maybe you'll be the next. LRN.FM is our Skype handle one more time.
You don't know what kind of emergency life is going to bring, but one thing you do know is that life is going to bring you emergency situations. And it's good to have insurance in those circumstances. And I don't mean just regular insurance, but, you know, to be prepared. One such form of preparation, and it's a basic form, is to have stored food for your family. And it's pretty cost-effective, too. The Legacy Premium brand that you can get by going to food.freetalklive.com is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and it's and you can have a meal for less than $2.50. That's on average half of the cost of the competition in the stored food industry.
How long does it last if it's free of preservatives?
25 years.
Wow. So, amazing. That's
and impressive. I suspect if you've got, you know, the 35-year-old stored food and for whatever reason you feel like you need food, you'd probably eat that too. So
true.
I don't know how long it lasts, but I'm going to say more than 25 years.
Depends on how hungry you are.
Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. I found this chart to be incredibly motivating in this area. So if you're looking to get some stored food, and I think you should have it, take a look at the food.freetalklive.com, the Legacy Premium brand. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. And the taste really is great. You can take my word on it. I've had these meals, and they're delicious. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. That's right, I said free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about cooties, aren't we? We're going to lighten it up a little bit here in the last segment of the show. Tell us about the cootie epidemic, Brian.
Well, this is from the RT, and this is apparently is a lot more serious than cooties. It's sexually transmitted infection epidemic ravaging the U.S.
Is this for real?
Supposedly, according to a report.
My pants feel fine.
I think I have an itch.
Oh, no. according to a report just published by the U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, United States residents are in the midst of a dangerous STI epidemic of historic proportions. So severe is the outbreak, in fact, that it's more than just the health of Americans that's at risk. It's the nation's economy.
My God!
Seriously?
Yeah. Who is putting out? Whoa!
I was just thinking this. this is the CDC trying to get more funding. Am I right?
Well, it's Russia Today.
Well, but they can just pick up the CDC's press release just like anybody else.
I suppose. Well, an analysis of the latest CDC report reveals that the U.S. healthcare system is tasked with dealing with around 20 million new cases of STIs annually. That's sexually transmitted infections.
Whoa, 20 million. So
20 million.
20 million new cases per year? Is that what they were saying?
New cases. It just says 20 million new cases. Don't
it's
say
it's tasked.
Per year.
And yeah. I wonder what that means. Because what I'm hearing here is about 7% of the United States population is
right.
rushing off to the emergency room
yes.
with a cramp in their parts. You know, I mean, I just don't. I don't. I've never had a friend of mine in the real world run off and tell me that this like it happened to them in the past, but not like it happened to them right then. I'm just 7%. That's a big number.
It seems high compared to my experience and the people that I know. But then again, maybe people don't talk about this stuff.
Well,
maybe
my
friends aren't telling me that they have cooties.
I gotta say, it's terrible when people catch STIs, and which are I don't want to belittle that by any means. But if the risks of STIs are getting greater, I consider it good news. That means that more people are having a lot of sex in this country, and I think that's fabulous.
Well, it's not good if they're spreading diseases.
Well, I understand that.
It's not good if they're putting themselves at risk, though. I mean, I'm all for people having sex,
right.
But like maybe if they got access to. Information, I guess, sex education that focused on keeping themselves safe but also having a pleasurable experience, then the rates of diseases wouldn't be going up.
But my question is, has the rates of diseases actually gone up?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Or is it just that more people are having sex and so it looks like, do you get what I'm saying? The percentage hasn't changed.
So which diseases are we talking about here?
That's what I want to know, because I think they could fudge the
numbers. There's one that really bothers me as far as sexually transmitted diseases go, and that's the human papillomavirus. And people will use this as a cudgel to – it inflates the numbers incredibly. Like, everybody's got HPV, basically.
Yeah. Right. According to this article, the HPV is considered especially costly by the CDC.
Okay, so that says something, and that's probably why those rates are so high, because – let's just explain a little bit about HPV. What is it? It's a virus, and there are several different strains. There are dozens of different strains. And some of those strains cause genital warts, and some others of the strains can cause cancer, like cervical cancer or penile cancer.
Some do nothing.
Or actually throat cancer. Anybody could get it in their throat, too. And a lot of them just do nothing, but they're a virus. So it's like if a tree falls in the forest kind of thing, but nobody's around to hear it. If somebody has a virus that they can pass on to other people, but it's not causing them any symptoms, do they really have a disease?
Right. I mean, I think that So there's different strains of this HPV,
yep.
And I think the numbers are like 4 in 5 Americans have HPV.
Have had some exposure to some strain of HPV. It's incredibly common.
Right.
And most of it's not even from sex. You can get it from kissing. It's in people's throats or whatever.
Oh, we better stop that kissing.
But most of it's never going to cause anyone any problems. That's the thing.
The chances are good if you've kissed 3 people or had sex with 3 people, you've got HPV.
Right.
Like
or if you sat on a locker room bench or used a tampon. I mean, those are other things that can have it.
How would it get on a tampon?
Well, if it's in the environment and it gets on your hand and you're inserting the tampon.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, or sex toys or anything. I mean, it's just ubiquitous and there's not much you can do. But fortunately, most people's immune systems can get rid of the virus on their own within, at most, a year or two.
Right. So
and
really,
it's not going to cause them any problems.
It would appear then that the CDC is pulling a bit of a scare here.
I think so.
That's the bulk.
I suspect that they are.
Yeah, looking through this article, that's pretty much the only one it really mentions is HPV.
Wow. So maybe that's really interesting to me because I know that HIV infection rates have been going down, and there's this big scare too in the medical community now about drug-resistant gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And they're claiming that some people have the clap that cannot be eradicated.
It just keeps on clapping.
Antibiotics.
There it goes. It just keeps on clapping.
Well, get the gift that keeps on giving.
It's not the clap. It's a standing ovation.
It's an applause. They should call that the applause.
Wow. I'll never think of that the same way again.
Oh, that's a promo right there. But yeah, I mean, that label used to be reserved for herpes, right? Because that's pretty much, you know, you can't get rid of it. You can suppress it, but you can't.
There used to be personal ads out there, herpes positive or something like that. I remember what they said. I don't remember if there's another.
That's another one that most people, you know, there's a huge stigma of like, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, if I ever got herpes, that would be the end of the world. I would never be able to have sex with anybody again, or even kiss, or whatever, right? It would destroy my relationships. But that's not true. Most people actually have been exposed, you know, greater than 50% in their lives are exposed to one of the herpes viruses. And it could be on their mouth or their genitals or whatever.
And there's an incredible amount of people who are misdiagnosed, especially women are misdiagnosed with herpes, because you know, now it's hip to shave parts down there, and they'll have an ingrown hair, and you know, an old-timey doctor will say, oh, yeah, that's it, you've got herpes.
And then they won't explain it.
This happened to a, you know, friend of mine.
Yeah, and they won't explain it to the person, and then it can cause a ton of psychological stress. And the tests for it, you know, if you've ever been exposed to the virus, you're going to have antibodies, so you could test positive, but you could be at no risk of having any symptoms or infecting anybody else, and so, or a very low risk of infecting anybody else. So, I mean, people can get whipped into a frenzy about these things, but it's important to know a little bit about what exactly the risks are, and if you're going out there and dating or whatever, you can know how to protect yourself, but you can also understand that just like driving in a car, just like flying in a plane, sex can have risks, right? And what kind of risk are you willing to accept if you're going to be having sex with people?
But is it safe to say then that the scare, sexual scare of historic proportions, is nonsense?
I think my BS detector is going off.
Your BS detector is going off. There it is, folks. Go have sex. Lots of it.
All right, we got two more minutes left in the show.
You could have. No. Is that all you need, Brian? 2 minutes?
No, I was saying till we could go.
It's not even worth breaking a sweat over.
All right. Well, I guess the moral of the story is, you know, take reasonable precautions, but, you know, don't stress about it, right? There you go.
FreeTalkLive.com. Check us out in the meantime. You can go there. Enjoy the stories that we have aggregated for you. Add to the stories, please. It's FreeTalkLive.com.
All right. Thanks for listening.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.